And it's first time in since, I think, last Thursday, maybe? It's been a while since I've been on Mugs in the Morning. Yeah, we've had maybe even actually like the last Wednesday, I think. Last time we had, I think it was last Thursday. Let's bring in my co-host, Brandon Kelleher, this morning. Yeah, you were in last Thursday, so it's been a while, though. You're on the mic just as much as I am now.
I don't think that's probably true, but that's nice of you to say. We had Rodeo Queens last week, remember?
That feels like 7 weeks ago, honestly.
It was a long weekend.
That is, but welcome in here to Mugs in the Morning. It's good to be back. We've got a good show. Professional Financial Advisors is set to come in at 8:30, so we'll talk with them. The Lincoln County Commissioners, of course, had their meeting yesterday. Normally, they'd have it on Monday, but due to the federal holiday, they had it yesterday. But we weren't able to squeeze in Mr. Jerry Woodruff, but we'll catch up with him next week. He said there wasn't anything major, so we'll catch up with him next week. And we'll talk City Council, who had their meeting last night here with the mayor, in just a moment. First, though, your time and temp brought to you by Grease Monkey, currently 8:07 outside. We're 68 degrees. It's very overcast. It just doesn't feel like Nebraska Land Day's weather. This week, the last week we've had has felt much different, and I've loved it.
Yes. Now, I think Saturday may have been the best parade weather in my lifetime.
You'll never get a better one.
It's the best weather I remember, anyway, that day.
I would agree, and you certainly have been to more than me, but that's what I said. They said there's a good and a bad part of that. You're not going to ever get as good of a parade weather as that.
That is possible.
It was absolutely picture perfect. And I just mentioned this on our other station this morning that I feel like this Nebraska Land Days has been just the rodeo. You know, we didn't have any weather that really caused any problems there. The parade was beautiful. I feel like kind of knock on wood, it has been a home run so far.
I think so, but don't jinx us. We have two pretty important concerts coming up.
We do. And I know Sean had the National Weather Service in yesterday. It's looking okay. Let's look at the forecast. 20% chance of showers and storms today. Cloudy, 82. A lot of it's off to our east. They're getting pretty wet to the east. There is a lot of moisture just outside of Lincoln County. I mean, you go any county east and it's Kansas to North South Dakota, pretty much wall-to-wall rain and certainly heavy rainfall. I know last night, Hays County, they had a flood warning because there was a storm cell that literally was not moving. And it was just kind of circling right on Hays County. So they were getting some pretty heavy rainfall. 50-50 chance of storms tonight, but pretty late, actually after midnight. A low of 61. We'll see a 50-50 chance of storms and showers tomorrow in the day. Cloudy, 79. And then Thursday night is the best chance for rain. Showers and storms likely. Cloudy, a low of 60. So taps and tunes, we'll see. Might be a little wet out there. I'm sure that they can still do it if it's not pouring rain, but hopefully it holds off. I think I saw somewhere where it was at least going to be after 8 o'clock. So, you know, if we can get it to maybe 9 or 10, then it shouldn't affect that event at all. That is a sold out event, though, too. Friday's a 30% chance of storms, 82. And then Friday night, 50-50 right now, which it wouldn't be in Nebraska Land Days concerts if we didn't have at least a 50-50 chance of rain on the forecast. And Saturday looks good. Sunshine, 88, clear on Saturday night. So I think one of the two, solid, knock on wood.
Well, that's good. Now, you did forbid to mention kickball tonight.
Yes.
Now, kickball has become one of the most fun Nebraska Land Days events for the participants.
Right.
Let's be honest, it's not exciting to watch, but it is great fun to play.
Do people come watch it?
There's some.
Yes.
There's some.
Do you participate in it?
No, I don't. I usually go and watch, walk around, talk to people. Now, Great Plains Health, my other employer, you know, has, I think there's typically 16 or 20 kickball teams, and Great Plains Health usually has half of them from different departments.
Very good.
Of course, we have a lot of relatively young staff, and so they're out there playing kickball. Those of us that are my age should not be running around out there playing kickball.
Yeah, I think you'll be all right tonight for that. It looks like the storms are going to come in pretty late this evening. So, cowboy kickball, and that's kind of what we're at with Nebraska Land Days. We're pretty much to the nightly events now. Now we're to it's been kids for like last week. Now it's when the adults get to play.
It looks that way, and it's going to be a fun one.
That is. And busy 4 days of Nebraska Land Days. Speaking of busy, you're busy. You were city council last night, so let's dive right into that. North Platte City Council last night met. Good meeting, I assume?
Yes, it was lasted about 25 minutes. We didn't have a lot of substance on the agenda. I think we had 10 or 11 items. Probably the most significant one was the second reading on ordinance number 4129, which is extending the 2 mile extraterritorial zoning for the city of North Platte. So what that means is it extends the zoning requirements out to the 2 mile range out there, kind of off the corner of West State Farm Road and South Buffalo.
What's the purpose of that then?
So the zoning, the 2 mile zoning zone is so that if you're within the 2 mile zone outside the city of North Platte, you have to comply when you build things with the city standards of housing and that sort of stuff. The reason is that within the 2 mile zone, the community is likely to annex that property at some point in the future. And if you're clear on the edge of the 2 mile zone, which this area is, I mean, it could be 30, 40 years before the community ever exercises an annexation in that area. But you don't want folks out there to build things inadvertently to lesser standards or different standards or something, and then have a whole bunch of issues when somebody in the future brings it into the town. That's why the 2 mile zone exists.
Talking with Mayor Brandon Kelleher, the North Platte City Council met last night. So second reading on that, third reading next meeting?
Yes, that's correct. On July 5th, our next meeting will be on July 5th. It would normally have been on July 4th, but we didn't think it was probably prudent to meet on the 4th of July. So we moved it one day to July 5th. So it'll be on Wednesday instead of Tuesday.
Very good. Paid some bills last night.
Yes, we pay bills every time. It's not very exciting, but we do. It's big numbers. I have to try to pronounce them correctly. You know, in the numbers, you can't just read the numbers. You got to say $267,412.54 or something like that.
You can't just say 267,432.
Yeah, it would not be good. It would not be good. So,
Nebraska Land Days, we mentioned, full swing. And obviously, you know, I was mentioning earlier too that, you know, I think we get caught up, and a lot of people get caught up. Oh, it's the concerts. It's all out at the arena. There's a lot of, and I'm not diminishing what David Fudge and their crew and their committees and their all they do, because it's insane what they can do. But there is a lot of organizations that are involved in Nebraska Land Days that put on the smaller events. And so this is a community of effort.
Definitely it is. And I don't know, I'm sure Mr. Fudge knows, but I don't know what the current number of volunteers involved in actually executing Nebraska Land Days. Now, several years ago, I know it was in the 7,000 to 8,000 people.
I was going to say,
participated in some form.
Right.
In making something happen, which you think about, that's, you know, a little less than a third of the town.
Yeah.
I would suspect, you know, there are not quite as many events as there were back then, so it's probably a little bit smaller number. However, it's still probably in the 4,000 to 5,000 range, I would think, at least. So maybe we can ask him about that here one of these days when he's on the air.
Yeah, we should. I mean, he should be able to come up with that, do some nut fire. I mean, he's not busy right now. See if he can get it done today. Come on. I don't know what else he's doing.
If he's listening, he's rolling his eyes at you right
now. Definitely
is. Yeah, he's kind of a busy guy this last month or so.
Closing out here. And, I feel like I should bring this up while we're on the topic of Nebraska Land Days. I'm sure you've gotten this question about a million times, but you probably know where I'm going with this. Because it happened during Nebraska Land Days, I think I'd be remiss if I didn't ask. You know, this construction, obviously, not the ideal timing, and I'm sure it wasn't your decision. I don't even think it was maybe a state decision, but can you talk about that at all?
Well, you know, we have two seasons here in Nebraska, winter and road construction.
Right. It's got to get done at some point.
That's right. The reconstruction on Jeffer Street or Highway 83 is a state project.
Okay.
And so they decide kind of when it's going to occur. And then the contractor has a certain window that they that they would reasonably do the work in. And obviously none of us would have, you know, picked this time of year necessarily for a start. However, what you don't want is to have it extend into the winter, because in Nebraska, you know, typically our winters don't really get going until sometime in December, but we've all been around when winter started on November 15th. And so you don't want someone having to try and lay concrete in the first part of November and then have it turn cold, because then you might end up with holes for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
It's just an unpleasant situation. So not ideal probably from the timing perspective. However, for those of us that live in and around North Platte, which are the majority of the people that traverse that street, we all know ways around it.
Yeah.
And so I highly recommend plan your day if you're heading that way. Please try to patronize the businesses in that area. There are a few businesses that the only way to get to them is from Jeffers Street there or Highway 83. So please try to plan to go to those businesses when you can and park or walk to them or whatever makes sense. Most every business along there you can get to from one of the side streets pretty easily. But there are, I counted this morning, probably six or seven that you have to go down Jeffers Street to get to. One of them was a donut shop, Daylight Donut, where I bring donuts to you guys, you know, usually. And so I had to go in there. But it was really easy to get in and out. Now, in the middle of the day when that traffic line is full, it's probably not going to be quite so easy. So plan a little ahead. Take Willow Street. Take one of the other streets. Go around it. I'm sure, certain the contractor will get done as quickly as they possibly can. However, I think we should plan that that street's probably going to be disrupted until sometime in September.
Okay, very good. Mayor Brandon Kelleher with us here. Jobs and housing for the city council. These needs are certainly related. And jobs, we've kind of, that's been a big topic and been a positive one over the last couple of years now. And what's to come? Housing obviously follows suit.
Well, that's true. I think what's important to think about is the relationship between the two. Primarily because they're tightly related in today's world. Now, when I was a kid, if I grew up here, so my parents didn't move here. Well, one of them, my dad, moved here from far away, but he came here to get a job, for a job. That's why he came here. And it was pretty common practice up to and about even 15 years ago, a lot of people would move for jobs and then they would just deal with whatever was in the community they moved to. They came for the job. It's a little bit different now since it's a little more of a, let's call it a buyer's work market, where, right, where the people who are wanting someone to work for them are willing to do a lot of things to get that person to come.
Right.
And if we as a community are going to compete in that area, we have to offer the things that people want if we want them to come here. That's just a fact of the situation, because we're competing with communities across the state and across the region, really across the country, for workers who will come here. Mm-hmm. And we have to balance what we're doing. We've got to have amenities, we've got to have parks and rec centers and things like that that people want to do. This is really the fault of people your age, not people my age. So I'm just giving you a bad time. I'm just kidding. But it's true. The ideal people you want to attract to your community is those young people who are just getting out of college, just a few years out of college before they have kids. Because if you can get them back to your community, get them established, and get their families going, they're likely to stay there forever.
Right.
If they move here when they're 30, they've probably moved three times and they'll probably move again. It's just the way it is now. So what we have to do as a community is make sure we have housing, because it will help drive our job market, which will increase and better our community over time. Now, did you take economics when you were in college? He's thinking pretty hard.
I think so.
You think so? This might be a tough question.
Yeah, it wasn't my strong suit, I'll tell you that.
That's all right. It wasn't mine either. However, when you think about it, you know, economics drives the price, economics doesn't drive the price. Economics describes how price is established and describes the things that create the price of anything. So right. Think about it from the housing perspective. Well, let's make it simpler. Let's talk about the farmer's market. So if you're at the farmer's market and there's 10,000 cucumbers for sale and there's two boxes of jalapeno peppers, which one do you suppose is going to go for the greater price?
Right.
The jalapeno peppers, because there's not as many of them.
Sure.
Okay. It's that simple. If you've got lots and lots of cucumbers, you're probably going to sell them for a dime a piece or something like that. I don't know what cucumbers sell for, but you're probably not going to have a very high price on cucumbers.
Right.
But if you don't have very many peppers, peppers are going to sell for more money. This is the same thing with houses. If we don't have enough houses, our housing is going to be artificially more expensive, which it is right now. It's probably more expensive in North Platte than it should be. You compare it to similarly configured houses in other communities across the state, and ours are more expensive. Well, primarily because we don't have enough of them.
Right.
So if we want to bring the price of houses down, based on our discussion, we should build more, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need to do. And if we don't have those houses, it will stop our economic development. People won't come here. Companies won't come here because they won't be able to get workers. So if we want our community to grow, we want people to have better lives, want to have more wages, want to live the American dream, what we have to do is make sure we have the components in place to make those things happen. And that's what we're working on.
Talking with Mayor Brandon Kelleher here as North Platte City Council met last night. Pretty short meeting, but obviously a lot of things going on in North Platte. And you'd mentioned this, you know, with growth, with more population, that's going to mean more work. I mean, I think you and I talked off air that, you know, We're busy right now, and North Platte's going to be busy. If all this growth keeps coming, it's going to make everybody's job busy, because you're going to need more parks. You're going to need more services. You're going to need, I mean, everything. You got to have more businesses to feed the community that's growing.
That's right. We grow our community by providing the things that we need so people will come here, so we can employ more people, which makes us need to do more things, create more homes, create more businesses. That's what makes growth in an area. And we're getting there. We're getting that machine moving, but we still have a ways to go. So as long as everybody continues to work together, we'll get the job done and we'll change our future.
Very good. Mayor Brandon Kelleher, anything else this morning you want to touch on?
Have a great day, everybody. Get out and enjoy Nebraska Land Days. There's a lot going on in town. If you're one of those people that says there's nothing to do in North Platte, there's a lot to do the next few days. So get out there and enjoy it.
Absolutely. And enjoy each night. Are you a concert guy?
Yes, Terry and I will be there both nights. We have some family coming in one night. I think it's Saturday, so we'll be out there and with them and enjoying everything. And it's a fun environment to go out there and just speak to people and listen to the great music. And it's hardly a better venue for concerts in the world than Nebraska Land Days.
Do you like country music?
I do.
Okay. Is that the music
I like most kinds of music. I'm not a big opera fan, but other than that, I like most kinds of music.
Mr. Fudge, we don't bring the opera.
Yeah, I don't think we have to worry about that, probably. But
you're probably right. You're right. You know, even it's funny because I do a morning show on a country station, so people assume I just love country music. And I grew up on 90s country, so that's certainly my baseline. But it's probably not my number one favorite kind of music, but I certainly know it very well. So if there's, the concerts, I enjoy them, but I enjoy just people being around everybody, because there's so many people out there. And you tend to know, you run into a million people, and that's always fun. A lot of people you don't see from day to day. So
I really liked especially the country singers that have been around for a long time. Charlie Daniels was here, maybe 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I don't remember. And he stood out there with his fiddle and played The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Yeah.
And I think he passed away about a year later.
Yeah, that's
and
pretty.
I thought, boy, I'm really glad I got to see that in person. We have some great things to see at Nebraska Land Days, so get out there and enjoy them.
Mayor Brandon Kelleher, thank you so much for the time. Enjoy the rest of Nebraska Land Days, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
You too, and work on that economics.